People speak. You don't want the death penalty? Then make a good case against it. You don't just go in and turn it all over because the system is dirty. Excuse me. Then we A, fix the system, B, don't kill anyone until we've looked at every single case. And we don't just throw a blanket over the whole thing. We look at it a case-by-case basis. That's how you do it. You say that it's dirty in every state? Fine. Then put a moratorium on death penalty until you get to the bottom of it. David, you're on the Glenn Beck program. I'm afraid to take this, David, because you're calling from San Francisco, so I can't imagine that we agree.
Well, hi, Glenn. I can't imagine why we wouldn't agree. In this case, I very much agree with that last caller. This is very much more like a bait-and-switch sort of arrangement. The taxpayers were told years ago that the death penalty was going to be arranged for certain reasons and that it was going to be equal justice under the law when the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution were drafted. We, the taxpayers, were told that that the rich would be just as brought before the bar of justice as the poor.
You're explaining a broken system, and we agree on that, David.
Oh, yeah. Now, when you're saying that when we know that with the last number of elections that the rich own this country, they've bought it free and clear, you know, they own the politicians.
All right, let's bash the rich again.
That we, the taxpayers, think that we've got a chance if that these rich fat
David, this is, you know, let me tell you something. David! Sorry. I'm not going to explode on somebody or call you a pinhead. David, this is the problem. You have just single-handedly in your own head destroyed America. You've got nothing left to believe in. Why are you here? Move to Canada. Or just abolish the government and start over again. Because what you're saying is you are powerless. And that ain't true. And if it is, you know what? I ain't buying into it. You can't convince me that the individual is powerless. You've changed everything. Remember, we talked last week. Are you going to be rich? If you answer, yes, brother, I'm going to be rich, chances are, odds are, you are going to be rich. But if you say, oh, I'll never be rich, that's for other people, I can guarantee you'll never be rich. If you say, I don't have a voice, I can guarantee you won't have a voice. Why? Because you won't do anything about it. Because I'm helpless. I'm worthless. I don't have a voice. They'll never listen to me anyway. You know what? You're right. No one will ever hear you because you won't speak out. You won't do anything. One person can make a difference. The question is, are you the person that's going to stand up and fight for what you believe in? And I don't mean just go in there and then in the middle of the night, yeah, I know I've only got two more days in office. I'm hoping people will say this is a very brave thing. Of course, I think most people would think it would be a brave thing if I would have done it prior to the election. Had I done it a year ago, but just 2 days before I leave office, I'm going to abolish the death penalty. That's not brave. That's the absolute sign of a coward. This guy couldn't make the case. He couldn't make the case on saying why the death penalty should be abolished. And so he used the system and said, well, gee, you know, the system's broken, so no more death penalty. This guy did a great disservice to anybody who disagrees with the death penalty. You know what? You know what, San Francisco, I'm with you. I don't think we should have the death penalty. Holy cow, a conservative against the death penalty? Yep. But I'll at least make the case. You want to abolish the death penalty? Then make a good case. And the case is not, well, a system's broken. That's the case to fix the system. Oh, but it's really easy. It's very, very convenient to not have to go through all of the work. not to have to do anything, not to fix the system. If you're powerless against the machinery, we'll never be able to do it. That's really convenient. Because then you can just put people in office that 2 days before they leave say, death penalty's over. That's great. That's the brave way out. That's the warrior's way out. That's the American way. Do it in the middle of the night when you're defeated and you just can't do it because everybody's against you.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
I want to thank that last caller who I really wanted to say, get off my phone, you fat-headed, pin-headed worm. But I didn't, and I have bonus points on that. It's my New Year's resolution to be a little more cool with people and be a little more tolerant of their pin-headedness. But I just have to point out that he was calling from the land of Oz. He was calling from the land of Nancy Pelosi, which is enough to... You know what? Can I tell you something right now? I'm just going to be straight up with you, California. I say Beverly Hills, and, you know, that's secondary. Beverly Hills or Hollywood and San Francisco, because I like California. I really do. I like San Diego. Man, you rock. Sacramento, rock on, brother. But when you get to San Francisco and Hollywood and Beverly Hills... I say we fence it off. We get big electrified razor wire fence with dogs. I mean, they're rawr, 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 those kinds of dogs. And we fence those cities off. I'm going to go a step further. First of all, we could make it really cool. I mean, San Francisco, don't get me wrong, you might like it. You know, we could put big fancy gates up. We could put I'm willing to spend the money. I'm willing to go to Fort Knox and drive it myself to make you actual golden gates. They never open, but they'd be actual golden gates. And then, just because we're having so many... Oh, everybody in Europe hates the United States. George, here's how you fix it. We give San Francisco, Beverly Hills, and Hollywood back to Spain or Mexico or whatever godforsaken country it came from in the first place. We give it back. Look at the United States. We're being helpers. Here, have some of this land back. With the golden gate. It's electrified, so again, if you get your little smarmy little hands on it and you have to be trying to open it up, you're killed. Oh, but that would be wrong. That would be the death penalty. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be. Let's just think of that for a second. People in San Francisco never being able to leave. You're welcome. That was a little vacation for you, wasn't it? You are welcome. Roy, you're on the Glenn Beck Program. Welcome.